This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pro-life advocates have known for years that about 90% of children diagnosed with Down syndrome are aborted before birth. So the poignant story about surrogate parents in one country ordering a surrogate mother in another to join them in choosing destruction of their child is remarkable for its conclusion. The surrogate mother's family has welcomed her 6-month Down syndrome son, and the culture is revolting against such abortion. Facing a lawsuit, a Denver Planned Parenthood is declining comment on the case where they returned a 13-year-old to her abuser after an abortion. National Review, the news outlet that tried to get a hold of Planned Parenthood, did, however, get a hold of Lila Rose, whose organization has been involved in publicizing other cases like this, because she says it is so important for people to know how widespread a problem this is. This is Life News Radio. The View. The accurate view of the human person changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. Africans are often suspicious of abortion support from Westerners who claim that eliminating Africans will make Africa stronger. Rejecting abortion and even contraception, Emil Hagamu of Human Life International in Tanzania says, "Children are an asset to any nation. These are our future leaders, our future parents. So once you attack children, you attack the nation." For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.